From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Last night, Rob Parker, big game. We both were into it. I think the whole basketball world was into it. The two best teams in the league. Warriors had the best record, 18-2 entering. And the Phoenix Suns on a 16-game winning streak. And after they beat the Warriors 104-96, make it a 17-game win streak. These look like the two best teams in the West for sure, if not the league. And it could be a preview of the Western Conference Finals and what a finals that would be. So what was your takeaway, Rob Parker, from what you saw last night in that game?
Just, you know, the awful shooting night by Steph Curry and all the Steph Curry minions who got their panties in a bunch last night. Steph Curry was awful last night. 4 for 21.
12 points.
12 points.
4 for 21, 12 points.
And 3 for 14 from long distance. And they played some good defense on him. And he just had a bad shooting night, which is fine.
Yeah, but shout this out. Shout out to Mikal Bridges.
No, he played great on him, Chris.
First of all, he's a very good defender. And last night, he showed it. He only had 2 points, but Rob, he's long, he's athletic, and he followed Steph around. And he did the best job I've seen in a long time on Steph Curry. So he did a great job.
Yeah. So it was his worst shooting night. His previous worst, Chris, was 5 for 21, which he has done twice before in 2016 and 2019, both against the Lakers. But he had a bad night. But this is my only thing, okay? It was a big game. The new big game in November. That's all that Steph Curry got. The new big game in November. Where were you when they beat Brooklyn? It's fine. I was here, and I was here last night.
You weren't really saying nothing.
I didn't say anything last night, Chris. I didn't say.
You've been squawking all day. You sent me a text of a pack of cool cigarettes and baby oil, and the caption was, after Steph's bad night. You needed cigarettes and baby oil, so stop it with the trying to come off like, oh, you know, I'm objective. You were cheering your head off from Mikal Bridges last night, and you've been blowing smoke all day long. Just own it, Rob.
Now, here's my point, though. My point is you can't have it both ways. If Steph Curry went for 50 last night against the red-hot Phoenix Suns and snapped their streak, Chris, those Steph Curry fans would be crowing and you wouldn't hear the end of it. So don't make it like, oh, it ain't a big deal, it ain't no big game, it don't matter, whatever, because he played poorly. That's my biggest takeaway, is just own it. It's okay. He's had plenty of big nights, not late in games in the playoffs or anything where he had to tie the score, nothing like that.
27 in the playoffs.
But
yeah, he doesn't get it.
Yeah, not then. But last night, you Steph Curry guys, just take it for a change. It's all right. Your guys had big nights that you've reveled in. And don't tell me it wasn't a big night or wasn't a big game because it's just November. These were two scorching hot teams. People wanted to see them, Chris. I brought it up earlier in the show yesterday. Didn't I say that? That's what I want to see. You said the same thing. We both wanted to see the game. Don't try to downplay it because Steph blew a tire or, you know, couldn't see over the basket or whatever you want to say, or they D'd up on him. That's all. Admit it and acknowledge he had a bad night and give the Suns some credit and leave it alone. But to try to downplay it, I'm not having that.
Stop it. All right, because first of all, it's ridiculous what you're saying. He had a bad game. But you're calling out his minions, as you called them, his fans. I can say the same thing about you. Where were you when he dropped 37 on the Brooklyn Nets, huh? In Brooklyn, in a rout of Durant and Westbrook and Harden. And Durant, by the way, 6'19" that night. I didn't get a text that day of cool cigarettes and baby oil. I didn't get a text that morning talking about, you know what we leading with tonight, baby. I can't
Did
wait.
I say
we didn't
that?
Even talk about it. I'm crying hypocrite. I'm calling hypocrite right now, Rob Parker, because you can't have it both ways. And here's the other thing. Yeah, Steph had a bad game. People are like, okay, so what? It's a November game. It's game 21. What's the big deal? And you're saying, well, if he had scored 50, we'd be going crazy. Rob, what player isn't that the case for?
No.
If LeBron has a bad game, he has a bad game. If he goes for 40 and a triple-double, we're all talking about it.
No,
if
the
Durant,
difference...
Again,
no.
We didn't talk about Durant's bad game against Golden State. But when he has a huge game, like last night, he scores 11 in the last 5.5 minutes. We're talking about it. It's
no,
true for every player.
But my point is,
about?
No, my point is that it was big because had he slayed the Suns that had run off 16 straight, Chris, and went to, right, that game was in Phoenix, goes to Phoenix, wins that game, has 50, people would be ranting and raving like to the high heaven.
Naturally.
No, but he had a bad night. Okay,
so it would be the same way. What
so
are you
why
talking
can't
about?
People? Why can't people talk about the bad night? We can talk about it. Don't try to
we
discount
are talking
it.
About it.
No, I'm talking about his minions. They don't want to hear about it. They think it's the November game. It don't matter. When are you talking
because
there's no big game in November.
Steph, this is like when you tried to go at Tom Brady. I can't remember what game he had a bad game. And I was
there
like,
there were a lot of them last year.
I was like, Rob, he's above it. You can get on the airwaves and rant and rave. Oh, Tom Brady, he's above it. I'm sorry. Nobody cares if Tom Brady has a bad Sunday. Okay? He's still 7-time Super Bowl champion. He's still on one of the Super Bowl favorites. He's still one of the MVP favorites. It's the same with Steph. He slayed so many giants. I mean, come on. You going to make a big deal out of a freaking regular season game?
Yes.
When
it was a big, it was the biggest.
Has won 3 championships, 2 MVPs.
Old news.
Averaged
27
points in the finals, in the playoffs. I mean, come on, man.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about what happened last night. This is a daily radio show, Chris Broussard. We're not talking about Steph Curry's lifetime achievement. Who cares? It's a daily radio show. You know what happened last night? Steph was stinky. He stunk up the joint. He was historically bad. It's worth talking about. And don't tell me it wasn't a big game. It was the biggest game
Nobody
of the year.
Nobody said it wasn't a big game.
No, his minions said it wasn't a big game. There's no big game in November. There's no big game in November. There's no big game in November.
You sound like you still got baby oil on, man. I mean, my goodness. Yeah, you need to send some of that to Brooklyn. How about, to KD, my goodness.
How about where I got that picture when I went to the store to get that picture?
I'm surprised
cheap.
You haven't done a Where's My Beef on baby oil and cool cigarettes
this,
or something
Chris,
like that.
This is how cheap I am. You saw the picture.
Yeah.
Now, normally somebody would
buy that.
Somebody would buy the baby oil and buy the cigarettes and take their own picture, right? So I bought the baby oil for $1, but there's no way I'm paying $8 for cigarettes I'm not smoking. So I went to the counter, asked the guy, could he show me a pack of Cools? I sat it next to the baby oil.
What did he say when you took the picture?
And I said, I just needed a picture. I don't smoke. And he just put it back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players, rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of General tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their general tires, test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Troy Aikman, I like him as a broadcaster. I think he does a great job with Joe Buck, gives a lot of good insight. And I'm going to be honest, he runs his mouth a lot. And I like that. I like that Troy runs his mouth and is not afraid to say whatever's on his mind. Whether you agree or not, it's good that he's willing to speak his mind. And he went this morning on 1310 The Ticket in Dallas and took aim at the LA Rams and fired away. Here he is.
Team just, I've never seen it work in the NFL. I know Washington tried it back in, I think, 99. And I've just never seen a team that really goes out and tries to put together this all-star team that can win a Super Bowl have much success. And usually it unravels. And right now, that's kind of what's happening with the Rams. They just have not been very consistent.
All right. You want to tackle that first, Rob, or should I? Yeah.
You could do it.
Well, I think Troy's off on this one. Because first of all, I would not call the Rams an all-star team. All right? I mean, obviously you've got some great players, but all of the contenders can say that. And they went out and got Odell Beckham Jr. Okay. He hadn't done anything in years. I mean, he's a celebrity. He's a big name, but, you know, he just hadn't been that productive lately. Whether it's injuries, whether it's lack of chemistry with the quarterback, whatever, he hasn't been that guy for 3 or 4 years. And then Von Miller, obviously going to be a Hall of Famer, huge name, winner. But he's toward the end of his prime. And Matthew Stafford, Rob, was at best, you might even disagree, at best, a second-tier quarterback. I mean, we're not talking about LeBron, Wade, and Bosh here. We're not talking about Steph, Clay, and KD, Kyrie, Harden, and Durant. I mean, I would not call this an all-star team, number one. So that's my first thing. Number two, you know, football isn't like basketball where you just, you know, develop, you know, put together these all-star teams. But to the extent that it happens, I would say Tampa Bay was one last year. And Troy said that he's never seen it happen. They went out and added Antonio Brown, who, granted, nobody else wanted him because of his attitude, but he had been a productive player in recent times. Like, he wasn't where OBJ is right now. He was still known as one of the greatest receivers around. He just was unruly. And then they add Rob Gronkowski, who, while he had been retired, was young. So it really wasn't that much of a question of, does he have anything left? If he's healthy, he's going to produce. Obviously, they brought in Tom Brady. Leonard Fournette was a terrific college running back and had some couple good years in Jacksonville. Now, I know he got cut, but when they picked him up, Rob, I was like, oh my. And he is doing exactly what I thought he was going to do for them, which is playing great. He might even make the Pro Bowl this year. So, and he got some big names on the defense. They didn't add as much at that point last year. They just had guys already. But I think, Rob, so I disagree with Troy on a couple of fronts, and those are them. But, yeah, I think we saw an all-star team, you know, as much as they are happening in the NFL, win it last year.
Yeah, I agree with Troy. I don't think they were. When you look at the pickups that the Bucs had, Gronk was retired, only came back for Tom Brady. AB, nobody wanted him because of, yes, his antics. And Fournette, for as much as you're saying he's doing what you expect, he almost didn't even be on the Super Bowl roster last year because he hadn't played that well and they weren't happy with what he was doing. And this is the same thing that got that guy released in Jacksonville. So it wasn't like the same. When you go add Von Miller, you just said it, a surefire Hall of Famer with a defense, you already have the best defensive player you consider in Aaron Donald. And then you add a guy's Von Miller's name alone is like, wow, a Hall of Famer was added. OBJ, the same thing. OBJ might not have lit it up with the Browns, but in this case, he is a big name who's had some success. And number two, he's another name, a wow factor name. Like, this is like, wow, star-studded. And I'm with you on Matthew Stafford. You know I was never high on him. But around the league, Chris, they thought they got their Messiah. We could debate it all we want now. But go read Peter King's pieces on Matthew Stafford, how he's going to be the MVP, throw for 6,000 yards, how they're a shoo-in to go to the Super Bowl. They represented Matthew Stafford as he was a untapped star and was going to, you know, make this thing happen. Did they really need, and Chris, now they needed OBJ, even though they're not the same receiver since Woods got hurt, right? But did they really need him at that time? I don't think so, but this is what I think Troy Aikman was talking about, was the name factor. It reminds me a little bit.
So you think having these big names is a problem?
No, I'm just saying I understand what he's talking about, that it's not automatic. It doesn't mean if you put together star-studded names that you're going to win anything or it's going to gel or it's going to fit. Now, I thought it was a little premature when they were saying already Stafford's forcing the ball to OBJ after the first game.
Yeah,
he got four targets.
Yes.
And I know he had more, Chris, in game two. So I'm
There's
not on
no
that.
There's no evidence that he was just.
No,
nah,
I just. He had four targets. I mean, is that. Right. If he forced the ball downfield, got picked off. I'll give you that one. Maybe he forced it down there. but he wasn't looking for him on every throw.
Right.
I just think that sometimes when you put star-studded groups together, it's about chemistry. It's about what works. It doesn't always go together. The Rams got issues. They got issues. And I don't know if they've fixed their issues by the players that they added who are all star-studded or big-name players. And maybe his argument is just that, did they really get better? You know, like, I mean, it's hard to say.
It's because of what I said. I mean, OBJ, and he had a nice 54-yard touchdown catch.
Yeah, but that game was over, right.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, OBJ, that's my point. OBJ hasn't been a star. Now, he's been a celebrity for years and still is. But he hasn't been a legitimate star football player for a few years. And it might, whether it's his fault, whether it's the injuries, the quarterback, whatever the case, he hasn't. He's a name. And Von Miller, yeah, he's different. He's been great, but he's older, Rob. He's toward the end. That's why Denver let him go. And so I think Troy is talking about bringing a bunch of big names together. And it's just so different in football. Usually, Rob, now we've seen star-studded teams win Super Bowls and be terrific. But typically, Rob, including, I think, Troy's Cowboys.
Yeah, but they Emmitt were drafted Smith, together.
My, well, that's
but
my they point. Were, they were drafted Usually together, right. They're organic. Whether you want to talk about, go way back and talk about the steel curtain in the 70s. You can talk about the Cowboys in the 90s, the 49ers of the 80s. Those teams were more organic.
Yeah, but we saw also the Lakers in 2004 when they brought together four potential Hall of Famers. No, I'm just saying that it didn't work out. That should have been a layup.
Yeah, but it's worked enough times.
Forget about those other two guys. I mean, talking about Peyton and Malone.
They were old.
Shaq and Kobe had already won three without those guys. They won three in a row the four previous years. So they like that was just icing on the cake. Kobe and Shaq still could have won even without them, or should have been able to win, but they didn't.
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, in basketball, it's obviously worked a lot of times. I mean, it doesn't always work. Or even if you get a championship, you might not dominate the way it was expected, right? I mean, we saw the Miami Heat. They won two out of four. If you would have said they're going to win two out of four when they came together, people would have thought you were underestimating them, right? Jerry West and Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain, those three never won a championship together in like 3-4 years together. They won one once Elgin Baylor retired with Gail Goodrich. But, you know, it's happened in the NBA, and there's times where they fail. But I think Troy is just talking about having big names, big egos, all that come together. And I don't think that's the Rams' problem, Rob. I think their problem is that their quarterback, while good, is not like the ultra elite top three passer that they envisioned. I think that's what we're looking at. That's one of the problems. I also think the defense is not nearly as good as it was last year.
Way softer than we thought. Way softer.
And they don't have a star running back. Henderson's good, but he's not Todd Gurley when Gurley was really the man. So he's not one of the better running backs in the league. I mean, if you're talking about top seven or eight or something like that. So I don't think they're incredibly star-studded. I think they brought in a couple big names. I just think this is kind of an easy criticism. Like, I don't think Odell, we'll see what he does to the locker room or if he has any negative impact. But to this point, Rob, I don't put these last two losses on him at all.
If they lose to Jacksonville, Chris, what would happen? I don't expect it to happen. But
yeah, I mean, it'd be crazy. And I bet you know what? I don't think it's fair, but I just wonder would the criticism of OBJ, like, would he take the brunt? Do you think he'd be the scapegoat?
I think that they would be like, see, they shouldn't have brought him in, chemistry. That's one of the things, even though I'm with you, I don't believe he's had that kind of impact, not yet. I just don't. I don't know if he will. But because he was the last man in, you know what I mean?
And
but they have
his
some
history,
other issues.
You know?
And I just wonder about, you know, like, it, you know, big names are cool, Chris, but It is about team chemistry and what fits together. And everything doesn't fit together just because it's big and shiny and new. And maybe Troy was saying that more so than I'm not convinced it's, you know, like I'm not convinced it's all going to fit together and they're going to get to where they thought they were going to get to, you know, by keep adding these big names. They had a great team. Everybody was picking them before Von Miller, right?
Right.
Everybody was picking them before OBJ.
They were beating up for the most. The only good team they beat was Tampa Bay.
He played great. You know, Stafford played great in that game.
This may have happened had they not added Von or OBJ, right? Because the competition stiffened and Stafford didn't play as well. So we'll see, but it's something to watch for.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So, Rob, let's go to the NBA. Last night, Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets beat New York in a great game. Durant wasn't his best game till
no,
late.
No, he struggled to start the game in the first half. You remember, Chris, we talked
first
about it.
First three quarters, really.
Right,
you know,
he struggled.
He had 11 in the last, like, 5.5 to 6 minutes. And to lead them, ended up with 27 points, 9 assists, 5 boards. And Harden was good. Harden had 28, Rob, in the first half, 34 overall. And they edged the Knicks in a good game. 2-point win. Now, let me ask you this quickly. I think I know the answer. But, you know, they were in New York, in Brooklyn. And, Rob, it from everybody that was there, they say it sounded like a Knicks home game.
Yeah, I mean,
it was like 70% New York.
You already
Knicks
know.
Fans.
Like Brooklyn is still trying to build a fan base. Those aren't the same fans who came from Jersey or whatever, Chris, who were with the Nets. And I told people this all the time.
And they don't have much of a New York base. Let's just be honest.
The only thing that in New York who had it, the city to themselves, always was the Knicks. It was never about the ABA New York Nets. It just wasn't.
Right.
It was the Knicks.
Right.
Everybody else's fan base, Chris, had to share.
Even though the Mets had Yankees. Dr. J, remember.
Yeah, the Rangers and the Islanders, you know what I mean? The Jets and the Giants.
Yep.
Everybody else had to share in New York, and you were one or the other. But the Knicks had the city by itself forever.
Right.
So it's an uphill climb, and it's they're building a fan
they'll
base.
Never, they'll never, no, I mean, look.
They'll never, but it doesn't mean that they won't be, they can't build a fan base. There's enough, there's 8 million people in New York.
Right.
Everybody's not going to Madison Square Garden. And if they win a championship or two when you get to follow them, the younger kids, as you know, Chris, like winning.
I would think so. I mean, I would think so, Rob. Like
I do.
I would think that the younger kids, honestly, should be bigger Nets fans than Knicks fans, the younger kids. I mean, and I don't think that's the case, but I'm sorry. Like, if I'm young, why in the world am I rooting for the Knicks?
Because your dad is a Knicks fan, and you know how that is too.
Nah, that's why I pick my teams a lot of times based on my dad. I'll give you that.
Right, most people
but
do. That's the game he's watching. Right.
Yeah, they're a bigger story. And we said this before. Brooklyn is a far bigger story outside
national.
Of New York. Yeah, they're a big.
You
know
national who used
story,
to be like that too.
Not big inside.
Grant Hill. Grant Hill was a bigger national guy than Detroit for whatever.
Because he wasn't winning.
Not that,
in Detroit,
that he
or
wasn't. He like coming after like the bad boys and what they're
right,
about.
Right.
He was a clean
He's
cut.
A nice guy. Right.
Nice
right.
guy. You know what I mean? Like it just so he was a bigger deal in NBA America. Mm. Not that people didn't respect him, but I'm just saying he was
well,
a bigger name outside.
I remember Rob going to cover games. Who was I covering at that point? It might have still been Cleveland, but whatever the case, I was going to cover games when Grant played with Detroit, and the arena, it wasn't dead, but it wasn't hopping.
Grant Hill was
and
a big
was
time
doing
college
his thing.
Player, right?
Right, right. So I'll give you that. But Rob, after the game in which the Nets beat the Knicks, Julius Randle told the New York Post this. He said that Kevin Durant is the best player in the league for sure. And look, Durant, I mean, you can't say enough about how good Kevin Durant is. He's just
awesome. He's unbelievable, Chris.
Yeah, I mean, there's
100%.
Yeah, the dude is fantastic. But I don't think that statement by Randall is true. It's certainly not true when he adds on the for sure. And a lot of people talk about Durant like, oh, he's the best player in the league, he's the best player in the league, he's the best player in the league. Like, it's just a given. First of all, I think it's Giannis. I mean, I would put Giannis right now. Durant is obviously a better scorer.
I don't think Giannis is Giannis. Better than Kevin Durant.
But when you bring the whole thing, Giannis is a far better defender, a far better rebounder, scores just as much, just as efficiently. Now, he doesn't shoot like Durant, but however you get it, you get it. And he gets it efficiently.
But Chris, who in a game, and I know Giannis finished out the finals by making 18 free throws or whatever it is, at the end of the games, and you know.
First of all, like, Rob, you always go there like that's the end of the game.
But let me say this, because what's funny is that everybody's crowning Giannis when they were like, well, he's a Robin. He ain't a – Chris, this has come out of your mouth, all right? He's not
what,
a,
that Giannis is a Robin?
That he ain't a number one.
When did I say that?
You've said it. I remember us talking about that. You didn't think he was a number one.
I said
one.
He wasn't the go-to scorer at the end of the game.
Okay, so really he's wasn't. Better
they
than was, Kevin
they
Durant?
They would go to Middleton.
But he's better than Kevin Durant.
Durant, put Durant on that Milwaukee team, I don't think they win the championship.
Chris, who would you give the ball out of those two players to get you a basket to win the game
The end of the game? Kevin Durant.
No, but
that doesn't mean he's a better player.
Oh, he is a better player because the better player is the guy who's going to get me
Giannis?
That basket.
Does he defend like Giannis?
He's a better basketball player than Giannis. He doesn't have to have everything that Giannis does.
What does he do better than Giannis? What does he do better than Giannis? Okay,
score.
What else?
Guess what,
actually,
Chris?
Does he?
Guess how you,
I don't
guess
even
how you
think
win
he
games.
Better. He shoots
Chris,
better.
How do you win games in the NBA? Do you win games by not letting
ask
people
Giannis,
score or by
he just
scoring?
Won a championship.
By not
ask
scoring?
Ask Giannis, because he just won a championship.
Yeah, ask Kevin Durant,
and scoring just
who
as
just
much
won
Kevin
two
Durant.
Championships with Golden State
team?
And was the MVP.
He didn't win it with Drew Holiday
time.
And Chris Middleton.
He was
and
the MVP
the
both times. Steph Curry can't even make the playoffs without Kevin Durant.
You are so hung up on the most irrelevant things.
It ain't irrelevant. It's irrelevant to you because the guys you like didn't win it. That's why it's irrelevant to you.
I guess Andre Iguodala should have been on the top 75 team because he won the finals MVP. Let's put Cornbread Maxwell in there,
No,
too.
It's because you say Steph Curry's the greatest and he's never
the
won
greatest
one.
What? The
There's
greatest
a big
what?
Difference between
I say
winning
the greatest
one
what, Rob?
And
Finish
never
the
winning
statement.
One.
The greatest
the greatest small man, a short little guy.
Well, he is.
He ain't.
I think that's
Isaiah
a consensus
Thomas
outside of you. Seriously. I mean, that's pretty much consensus right now.
It ain't
and
no
Steph,
damn consensus.
Actually,
I talked to plenty of
Steph
people.
Steph is actually
everybody,
pushing.
Consensus means everybody. Stop it.
Steph is actually pushing for top 10 all time. And I think it's an open conversation now between Steph and KD. Yeah, I said it. What does KD
How
have over
last
Steph?
Last year when they
what
couldn't even
KD,
get a basket in overtime?
What is
even
KD,
get a basket.
What does KD have over Steph outside of size?
He makes bigger
he's
shots,
not a better
Chris.
Scorer.
He makes bigger shots in bigger moments.
Give me one.
He had one to tie the game against Milwaukee. He could have won it if his foot wasn't
Did
on the line.
Did they win the game? Well, he
tied the game.
It
Steph has never
line.
Tied a game
it was
when it
on
matters
the line.
At the end.
It was on the line.
I said,
what did
Steph,
he do? What did
Chris,
he do when they
Steph
were up 3-1?
Never made that shot. He's never made that shot.
What did KD do when they were up 3-1 against Golden State in the Western Conference Finals? What big shot did he make to seal that series and go to the finals?
What big shot? Do you remember
None,
the one he made against LeBron
games.
In LeBron's mug in the NBA Finals when they were running over? The
yeah,
LeBron's one of the greatest
ever.
Players of all
oh,
time.
You,
he won one
about?
Game, one game against Kevin Durant, one game in the finals.
That team was so stacked. Stop it, Rob. And that's the thing. Everybody, because I thought you were going to bring up, look, Durant's great. Great shot against Milwaukee. Stop talking about if his foot was an inch shorter. It
no,
wasn't.
He tied the game on the line. He tied
they
it,
been,
Chris.
He's been having feet that big for years.
He tied the game.
Nice.
Is my
Did
point.
He win it? Did he win it?
I'm asking you.
Did he
KD,
win it?
KD.
And what? KD hasn't. Here's the thing. Steph is a better shooter. Steph is a better passer. Durant's a better defender. Pound for pound, inch for inch, Steph's a better rebounder, actually. Chris. Steph has more of an impact on the game. Steph is a better leader. And Steph has more accolades, more championships, and more MVPs. And I'm not saying he's definitely better. I'm saying the conversation is fluid.
KD on the season is averaging.
If he leads Golden State to the championship this year, how you gonna deny it?
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. And if KD leads,
and if
KD leads Brooklyn to a championship, then what? KD this season averages more points and rebounds, and he shoots better from the field.
He
has a higher shooting percentage and higher PER than Steph. He has a higher PER. You always bring up that stat. He
I don't always bring up that
you
stat.
Do.
You're just making up
PER.
Junk. When have I brought up PER? I mean, I might
Alex
reference
will get
it
the
every
tape.
Blue
Alex
moon.
Will get the tape. Rewind.
You don't
the
even
tape.
Know what PER is.
I said you are the one who brings up PER. I'm not a stat geek. I'm
it
looking at my eye.
Okay, let's talk about his PER since you brought it up. Durant's PER 27.5, Steph's 27.1. Minuscule difference. Minuscule.
But wait a minute, Chris. You're talking about he's a better shooter, but Kevin Durant has a higher true shooting percentage. This ain't feelings. These are facts.
Don't you know that the taller you are, the better your shooting percentage is going to be?
He can shoot from everywhere. He ain't in the paint just laying the ball up.
Rob,
he doesn't shoot from anywhere.
He doesn't. Steph shoots 13 threes a game. Durant shoots fewer than five. Actually, it's not his fault because he hits 41%, which is terrific. All right, so I don't know what you're talking about. And Durant actually should shoot more threes, I think. He still doesn't even shoot five a game. I wish he'd shoot more. So I'm just saying, like, it's open for conversation because Steph Curry is balling and might be on his way to his third MVP. Steph Curry is the defining player.
I thought he was winning the MVP
of this
last year. That's
generation.
What people were saying. Steph was going to win the MVP
wasn't saying
last
that.
Year.
I didn't vote for him because I keeps it real. I keeps it objective. I'm dripping with objectivity.
You need
unlike
a shower
some,
is what you
unlike
need.
Unlike some of us. I need a shower. You the one got baby oil all over you and smelling like a smokestack.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.